Hello everyone, you're listening to another episode of Yixing Slip-Ons with your girl Michelle. I wasn't really expecting to record an episode today. I wanted there to be some more topics to cover, but seeing that I got a little bit upset over the past week, I decided to fuck it, just go ahead and record what I have so far. So starting from the beginning of my notes, I did listen to Runner by Baekhyun and Raiden, and I love the rap in the song, so it's really good. I've also been listening to some songs off of the Producer album. I haven't heard them all, and so far, like, they're pretty good. I think the one that I listened to so far is Joker, and I know that Yixing's been promoting and performing that song a lot lately, and it's really good. So if you haven't listened to it, go ahead and listen to it. It's on Spotify or wherever you stream your music. It should be available there. The members also gave their Lunar New Year greetings. So of course, all the members who are currently active and not the ones that are in the military, unfortunately, that includes Jungdae and Junmyun. So the other seven did, however, give their Lunar New Year greetings on LYSN. The XOL app. And then Baekhyun and Sehun actually did one Instagram live each, but they went live. And it was really informal. Baekhyun, of course, if I remember correctly, he was listening to music inside his car again, and Sehun was listening to a song from The Greatest Showman and was dancing to it. So I'm not sure if that's probably a spoiler connecting to the upcoming EXO album, but I don't even know what's going on with that, and I guess I'll just go ahead and jump into it. So Chanyeol's enlisting on March 29th, so that totally boggles my mind because I was totally expecting him to be part of the next comeback. And I'm not even sure if he will be. I mean, given like the situation, I feel like he definitely has had time to record his part in the comeback, but I can't even imagine him being part of the comeback but not being able to promote for it. So I don't even know what that means. And this also concerns me because, you know, Jungsu's coming out with a solo album, and perhaps Sehun's gonna come out with a solo album, and I just can't foresee that happening without a song being produced by Lowy himself. And not only that, but I also expected Chanyeol to drop a solo album this year. So he is one of, let's see, so far Minseok, Sehun, and Chanyeol haven't had solo albums, so he's one of three members that hasn't had their solo debut. So I just think, like, what the fuck, you know, how can this happen right now? But I feel like considering what has happened in the past regarding like these rumors that have started about him and him not being active since around October, you know, it makes sense that he would enlist in the army. And he did write a really long message thanking everybody for their birthday messages and their birthday wishes, and, you know, apologizing for any concern that he has caused. And we thought, like, oh, okay, you know, he's resurfaced, things are getting good. And then a few days later, his enlistment was announced. So what the fuck? Like, what is happening? I don't even know. But, you know, and that was just, like, one thing. So, you know, I didn't even, like, want to go into it, but, like, let's get into it. Because now we're just talking about things that have pissed me off so far. So Gucci announced a collaboration with Kai, and it's really cute. It's really taking the bear thing and making it into Jongin's brand. So it's a Gucci collection that features a bear with a light blue ribbon, and that represents Jongin, or Kai, you know, in this case. And he's the first Korean ambassador to have his own collection. I think even the first Korean celebrity. And I really haven't seen, you know, I'm not super positive, I won't lie. I feel like I've only loosely followed up with Gucci before they were connected to Jongin. So So I don't know this for a fact, but I really don't know very many celebrities that have had their own Gucci collection. So this is a really big deal, and this is in time for the 100th anniversary of Gucci. So it just, it's a really big landmark, and it's a really big deal. And so that's great. You know, I was super excited. The collection looks super cute. You know, I wanted several items from the collection. I wanted a purse, I wanted a wallet, I wanted shoes, I even wanted perhaps like an item of clothing. But then on Friday, it was announced that unfortunately this collection is only going to be available in Korea and some other outlying Asian countries. So again, like, what the fuck is happening? So I thought, like, no problem, I'm not above ordering straight from the source, straight from Korea. So I emailed Gucci, I called some stores in Korea, and I called Gucci customer service, and they said, like, at first, like, okay, maybe, you know, it's going to be available in Korea first, and then it'll start expanding in other countries. And this was, like, when I first heard, like, Chinese fans pre-ordering their items, and I got, like, a little anxious. I'm like, okay, it's probably time for me to put in my pre-order before, you know, they take up everything. And when I called Gucci customer service the first time, they were like, no, you know, they get a different shipment of Gucci items, so it's not going to interfere with our Gucci items that come into the States. So I was like, awesome, I'll go ahead and be able to pre-order my items. But then once the announcement was made that unfortunately it was only going to be available in select countries, I called them again, and today they told me that once it's available in that country, they're unable to ship it in other countries, so outside of that country. So unfortunately, they're stuck only shipping it within Korea borders, and then the same with, you know, the other Asian countries. It's only within that country that they're able to ship. So even if I were to place an order in the Korean store, it wouldn't be able to come to me because, you know, obviously I don't live in Korea. So now I feel like I've exhausted all my resources. I don't know what I'm going to do with that unless I ask someone from Korea to actually ship it to me, which I don't know if I have anyone trustworthy to do that. You know, I don't even know how that would happen. Would they put it on their credit card and I just Venmo the money later? How would that even look like? It's just, like, obviously I don't trust someone with, like, my credit card number. So they did say that if they had a great demand for it, then perhaps they'd bring the collection to other countries. So I'm hoping that other fans really rally behind this collection and start demanding it, so it'll expand to other countries and I'm able to get my grubby little hands on some of those items. That's what I'm really hoping for. And it's just like, oh my god. It's so unfortunate because I feel like last week really started on a strong note. It was announced that Jennie was dating G-Dragon, which I was super excited about. Obviously, really happy for them, you know, wishing them the best in their endeavors and in their relationships, but also what this means for Jonghyun. You know, he's free from Jenkai shippers, no more rumors, you know, surrounding them, no more connecting any work that he does with Jennie. You know, so, you know, having him free from those blinks who connect every little thing that he did to her. So I thought, yay, you know, this week is starting off as on a strong note. And, you know, it just got worse to worser. So, you know, we heard about Chanwon listing, we heard that Gucci isn't going to be able to ship outside of Korea and these select Asian countries. So it's like definitely a roller coaster of emotions. Let's see. But aside from that, Baekhyun is featured on W Magazine. I put in my pre-order for that one. Kai is on Esquire Magazine. I put in my pre-order for that one. And he's also on Monotube Magazine. And I also pre-ordered straight from their website. on that one. And the other two, W and Esquire magazine, of course, I pre-ordered from K-Town for You because I was able to catch the pre-order in time. And, you know, they have different, I think the monotube is only just one cover, and then the W magazine and Esquire magazine has different covers for them. So I'm excited to get those. I did do an unboxing video for my Nature Republic and my Kaisu goods that I ordered for their birthdays, or in celebration of their birthdays. And you can go ahead and watch that on my YouTube channel, Michelle Madrigal. It's under that name, and I think this might be like my fourth or fifth video that I've uploaded. So like I say in my videos, and like I've said before, I usually like to compile my my shipments and just do like one big unboxing before I upload them. So instead of doing like small unboxings, I just wait till they accumulate to do just one big one every like once in a while. And then Baekhyun also did a V-Live about him eating some food. So he was eating some dishes, and I feel like I'm not into feederism, but seeing him eat is really attractive to me. I find that so sexy that he's able to eat just so much food. And of course, he burns that off from all the dancing and everything, but just, it's still pretty amazing how much he's able to retain. So, I watched that, and last time I saw it, I don't think that it had English subs. And I know that both him and Jonghyun have done videos for Esquire, W Magazine, and Monotube, and I'm not sure if those are subbed yet, but you can go ahead and watch those as well. And Hyunsoo also sent messages via Bubble that he's in the process of recording his solo album, which he really teased during his V Live after his official discharge date. So, or is that even a word? After his official discharge date, he had teased that he had already picked out, you know, songs for his solo album, and he just needed to write the lyrics and record them. And so this past week he said that he's actually been recording the song, so we should be able to get that album soon. A lot sooner than I thought, I feel, because his filming for The Moon starts in May, and it's going to go until August. So the fact that this album is being done so soon makes me think that the release date is going to be so soon, you know, to give him enough time to promote the album and then, you know, jump into his acting work. And then he, of course, was also signed on to a drama that should be filming later on this year called The Secret, based off the Taiwanese drama. So that's pretty much the end of my notes. You know, like I said, it's been a roller coaster of emotions. Let me go through the members like I always do to make sure that I've gotten everything. Let's see. So starting with the oldest, Minsak, from what I'm gathering based off of what Sehun and Baekhyun have said, and Jonghyun, I feel, has also said this, to expect a more mature side of EXO in 2021. I'm assuming that Minsak is, you know, recording some songs for the comeback. Junmyun is still in the military. We really haven't gotten any updates from him. Yixing is out here winning awards and performing his songs via Chinese platforms. Let's see. Baekhyun is recording apparently songs for EXO's upcoming album, but I feel like I also heard that Super M is recording an album as well. Let's see, Jongdae is in the military. Chanyeol is going to enlist in the military on March 29th. So I'm hoping that either we get like a solo, like a surprise solo album from him, or at the very least a solo song, before he leaves. Let's see, Kyungsoo is recording his solo album. and he signed on to 2 acting projects, Moon and The Secret. And The Secret is about a pianist, so look forward to that. So he might, in addition to learning how to play the guitar, he might learn how to play the piano, so that's exciting. Jong-un, like I said, he's busy with his Gucci collection and promoting that, and, you know, the Esquire and Monotube magazines really revolve around his Gucci collaboration. So I really love it. I love the collection. It looks so soft, and I feel like it's a really good representation of who Kai is, not only as an artist, but who Jong-un is as a person. And I love that he's really taking this bear thing to the next level and, you know, making that part of his brand. So I love that. Sehun, supposedly is recording for the next EXO album. And then I just saw on Twitter that his acting projects, like Catman, is going to be released soon. So keep on the lookout for that. And then, so let's see, Minsak, Junyeon, Yixing, Baekhyun, Jongdae, Chanyeol, Kyungsu, Jong-un, and Sehun. So that's everybody. So that's really what everybody has been up to. And, you know, I'll keep everybody updated on the happenings, you know, like what's going on with the Gucci collection. Hopefully it'll expand outside of Asia, and as well as things leading up to Chanyeol's enlistment. So thank you guys so much for listening. Please follow me on YouTube, Michelle Madrigal. Please follow me on Instagram at MKMadrigal. And my Instagram for this podcast is at @YixingSlipOns_. And then I also have an Instagram for my YouTube channel under Helen Boxing. So if you can find that, you can also follow me on Twitter at @YixingSlipOns and on Tumblr at @YixingSlipOns. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for being so patient, since there's really no schedule of when these episodes come out. It's pretty much like when I feel I've had enough content to record an episode. And, you know, today's is a shorter episode than usual, but I just wanted to get those things off my chest before more things happened. And just because I'm so pissed off right now, and I wanted to get those emotions out of my head and just record them in the hopes that we can get a demand for all these items, and hopefully we can speak them into existence and manifest them, not only for some fans, but for every fan, especially for every fan that is interested, I should say, you know. So thank you guys so much for listening. I love you guys. I hope you guys have a wonderful week, and I'll talk to you guys next time. Oops, sorry. Didn't mean to burp. I'll talk to you guys next time. Thanks. Bye.